Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast, this is a podcast, I should say, for February the 17th, 2024. And I have a Dilly Whopper for us today. I get these from time to time, and I'm very grateful for them because they're pedestrian enough to be common among most of us, and yet the answer is going to be a stinger. And I don't mean it to be that way. I want you to understand that that's not my mode of operandi, as it were. I just have to, so to speak, present your alternatives. This comes from a gentleman named Gordon. He lives in the West, he says. That's all he wants to tell me, and I'm fine with that. He talks about how many years he's been shuffling around with my offerings, getting an occasional meditation here and an occasional journal there, and never really committing himself to anything. The best way to describe it, and he kind of admits it, that he's cheap. So he doesn't want to give any money to make an effort to immerse himself in the practice. And I understand that, because people erroneously think, well, he's only after the money. And that's the pedestrian mentality, the skeptical mind. You're not skeptical of your thoughts. You're just not skeptical about the right things inside you that would help you, that you could work on. So I have given him things. I have helped him as much as I could over email, which really is not very good. So he wrote me this, and he wanted it answered on a podcast. He said, I tried to practice on my own without you and found that it was absolutely impossible. You were right. I have complicated my life with children, wife, and work. Is this my dim fate, Gordon? Well, Gordon, if you are like most men, most people I know, yeah, this is the sum and substance of your life. And there is a thing you have to break within yourself. It's a connection to your genetic heritage, your traits, and you're not going to do that. That's not something that you would feel, shall we say, blessed by. You made your choices years ago to have a wife, and they are demanding, generally speaking. They require a great deal of maintenance, and they think that in getting married, that's what it's all about. And of course, one of the first things, as you mentioned in your email, that she wanted was kids. So you're going to have that too. And as you have children, you understand they're a great responsibility. They're not a toy. They need constant attention. You will not have the energy nor the focus to be able to practice, let's say, a walking meditation, or to focus on your breath work, or to sustain some sense of a higher order within yourself. You just won't be able to do it, because it'll be daddy, daddy. And then the wifey saying, when are we going to, you know, Las Vegas? And when are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? And then there's the demands of work. And it's no wonder that men die sooner than women. They have so much pressure on them. So with all of this being said, and maybe you understanding a little bit of this now, you can't do a practice without a teacher. It's not a home course. It really isn't. I have set it up so my students have enough to work on with commentaries and podcasts, video casts, TV programs, these kind of podcasts, the journal, the workshops, the retreats. It's a full-on commitment to work on oneself. But it isn't something you do, Gordon, because you feel like you want to, or it's some flimsy whim on your part. This has to come from deep within yourself. You're going to have to come to a place where you realize you are sick of your own sickness. And the problem with that is that most people recover from this sickness. And what is it? Well, you just described it. It's your slavery to the decisions you've made in your life that have complicated your life with people, objects, and things. And your fear of being alone. Men have man disease, which is that they're afraid to be alone. They need to have a constant companion, and it's kind of I think women replace their mommies, and so they want the home-cooked food and all of that, and that's very, very important, and the kind of the routines are even important. So you start to understand you're not going to make it. No, you're right. This is your fate. You're cheap. You're not a generous person. To be generous would be to be forgiving and compassionate and merciful, not just with other people, but yourself. And most people can't do that. Most people won't do that. They have this other agenda about survival. And when you're insecure, like you are as a man, you only think about survival, how to survive your life, how to have enough fun to make work meaningful. And I think that you probably married your wife out of a form of wanting entertainment and sex and comfort, which would include food. And then she wanted the children, as you mentioned in your email. And that was a trap. And of course, it just goes on and on and on, the complications. So you're going to have to learn how to live with yourself and your decisions. And one of the things that we don't learn, because we're never taught and it never dawns on us, is how do I live in the body? How do I live in this world with a body? A body that is demanding, a body that is emotional and gets sick, festers, and dies, as the Buddha talked about. How do I do that? How do I live with my expiration date before me? And so most people, you know, they just don't get it. They don't want this. They think death, you know, they'll deal with it when it happens, or they've got other priorities like their children. They got to get them through school or whatever. And I understand all that. I totally get that. But the deal is you're not going to survive any of this without the complications and the, shall we say, the circumstances of those complications being a part of your demeanor as a person. You're going to find it very difficult to operate in this world because you're going to be subject to the society. You're not going to understand the rules that, shall we say, abide on this planet, spiritually speaking. There is no sense of transcendence. All you're living with is the circumstances of your consequences. And that's it. And that's, I'm afraid, as far as it's going to go with you. But keep listening, you know, keep doing whatever you're doing, a little more, reading, meditating, well, what you call meditating, which really isn't, and see what happens. Maybe something of the other shore will reach you, something beautiful will reach you, and it will change the way you operate within yourself a little bit. But basically, as hard-nosed as you are and as set in your ways as you appear to be, Gordon, it's going to be very, very difficult. This is, as you put it, your own dim fate that you made for yourself. And I understand. I do. My students do it all the time, so I get it. Anyway, thank you, Gordon. You probably help more people with this question than you imagine. If I can do anything more to help you, you know how to get a hold of me. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Gordon. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.